Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today's story, again, is dedicated in memory of Alta Shena Bas Yaakov. Today's story is about a young man who wanted to become a teacher, a Rebbe of children. And before he began teaching, he wanted to get some good advice. So he went to his own teacher. He had a teacher who taught him when he was a little boy. And he went and spoke to this teacher and asked him, "Do you have any advice for me in my plan to become a teacher?" So the teacher said, "I have only one piece of advice, and that is that you have to love every single student. That's it. You have to love every single student. That's the most important piece of advice. Everything else will come along with it, with hard work and so forth, but this has to be." So the young man who was planning to become a teacher said, "But what happens if the student is a really, really hard student and they really make a lot of trouble in the class and it's really, really impossible to deal with them and you really are pulling your hair out, so to speak, and you can't handle the situation with this student who is just driving you crazy?" So his teacher told him, "If you can't have love for the student, then you have to not teach. And in fact, in that situation where the student is acting out so much, it's probably because the last year's teacher didn't have enough love for him. And therefore, you have to have twice. You have to have twice as much love for him to make up for the previous teacher who didn't have enough love for him." So this is the advice that he gave him in teaching. And talking about students that can drive a teacher crazy, there's a very famous story from among the stories of Lubavitch, that one time there was a group of bacharim, young teens or so, and they played a trick on their teacher. What did they do? They took a goat and they gave mashke, they gave vodka or something like that to the goat and got the goat drunk. And then they put the goat, and of course, this is not something you should do at home. No one should do this. It was a childish prank that no one should repeat. But the lesson is very important as the story will unfold. So they took the goat and put it in the closet before the teacher came in. And the goat, of course, was making all sorts of noise. And it's also a very cruel thing that they did to the goat. It's not at all something which is permitted. And again, we shouldn't learn from their actions. But we'll see what we're going to learn from them soon. But the goat was making all sorts of noise in the closet, all sorts of mysterious noises, bangings, and this and that. And when the teacher came in, he didn't know what it was. He couldn't figure it out. And finally, he found out what happened. And of course, he was very, very upset at those bacharim that were responsible. And as a matter of fact, he was so upset that he said that he was going to remove them from the school. They would be expelled. They would not be allowed to be there in the yeshiva anymore. And the head of the yeshiva at that time was Rabbi Yosef Yitzchak Schneerson, who would later on in later years become the sixth Rebbe of Lubavitch. He was the principal, and he backed up his teacher. The boys begged and begged, "Can we please come back to the yeshiva? We're sorry." He said no, because of what they did. And then after that, they went to speak to the previous Rebbe's mother, the Rebbetzin Rivka. And finally they went and spoke to the Rebbe himself, who was at that time the Rebbe Rishab, Rebbe Sholem Baer. And finally, they were able to manage to stay in the yeshiva. How did they do it? Because one of the bachim said, "You know that if you throw me out of the yeshiva, you're not only throwing out me from the yeshiva, also throwing out my children that I'll eventually have one day, God willing, and my grandchildren. And all of them will be affected by my being thrown out of the yeshiva." And this is a lesson which is very important for us, that when we look at a child who we are teaching, we're not only affecting that child, but we're affecting all of the generations that will come from that child. Because that child's love for Torah mitzvahs or lack of love for Torah mitzvahs will affect his children and his grandchildren. And so this is the way it's important for us to look at it when we are teaching either our own children or our grandchildren or our students, that we have in front of us not only a single child, but a child who will bring other children into the world. And those children will be affected in their attitude to Torah and mitzvahs by how we treat this child in front of us. As far as Mashiach coming and laws about Mashiach, which we try to do a little bit of each time, something about Mashiach that can teach us to understand more about Mashiach. It's interesting that when the Rambam speaks about how to recognize Mashiach, who qualifies, he uses a word which seemingly is not a word of Av Yisrael. He says that Mashiach will Yaakov call Yisrael. He will force all Jewish people to come back to Torah and mitzvahs and to stay on the path of Torah and mitzvahs. And seemingly forcing somebody is not an act of Av Yisrael. But the Rebbe explains it doesn't mean physically to force somebody. It means through how we speak to them. That if we speak to a person about the beauty of, for example, Shabbos or another mitzvah, it, so to speak, forces, like intellectually, in other words, it makes the person feel like, yes, yes, I really do have to do this mitzvah. I really should be involved in Torah mitzvahs. I really should be involved in Av Yisrael, loving my fellow Jew, and so forth and so on. It's not that we, chas v'shalom, force a person physically, but the way we speak to them and the way we treat them, we, so to speak, force them, cause them to go in the way of Torah mitzvahs. And this will certainly bring Mashiach much, much quicker. In general, learning Torah and doing mitzvahs, all parts of Torah, both the revealed part of Torah, Chumash, and Mishnah, and Halacha, and Gemara, as well as the more spiritual part of Torah, the Chassidus, and especially also learning about Mashiach and Geula, that this will all bring Mashiach quicker. May it happen immediately. And thank you very much for joining Jewish Stories and More.